Maseches Brachos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. Rav Nechunya ben Hakanya haya mispalal b'knisase lebeis ha-medrash u'b'yitziyase. When Rav Nechunya ben Hakanya, he would enter the Beis ha-medrash after davening, he would go to learn, and when he would enter the Beis ha-medrash to go learn, and when he would leave the Beis ha-medrash, he would daven a tefillah katsara. He would say, daven a short tefillah. Amru lai, his talmidim, his student said to him, Ma makam l'tefillah zu, what's the purpose of this tefillah that you're davening when you're going to learn and when you're leaving? Amar lahem, Rav Nechunya ben Hakana told the students, B'chnisasi, when I enter in to go learn, ani mispalo, I daven shalei tera takala al yadi, that no takala, no stumbling block should happen to other people on my hands. I should not paskin incorrectly to other people and cause other people to stumble because of my mistakes. So he davened that he shouldn't make mistakes in his psak halacha, in his learning. Ubi etziyasi, and when I leave the Beis Medrash, ani naisen haydaya al chalki, I thank Hashem for my chelik, for my portion, that he gave me the opportunity to sit and learn all day, and I'm thankful for that. Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discusses that in the times of the Mishnah, there was an abridged version of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Rav gives two opinions. Either it was the full first three and last three brachas, and then in middle, he would abbreviate each and every bracha. And so he said all the brachas, but they were abbreviated. He cut out most of the words. Or it was just the first three and last three, and then the middle was one all-inclusive bracha that included the tefillahs of all the requests in the Shemoneh Esrei. But whichever one it was, the Mishnah discusses when it's appropriate to say this abridged tefillah. Rabbi Gamliel Eimer, Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Gamliel Eimer, Rabbi Gamliel said, "B'chol yom mispal adam Shemoneh Esrei." Every day a person has to recite the entire Shemoneh Esrei, all 18 or 19 brachas, and under no circumstances can he say this abridged version. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei," that he could daven the abridged one, and the Mefarshim explain is if he has any trouble concentrating on the long Shemoneh Esrei, he can say the abridged version, the Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei, the abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Akiva, is more makel, more lenient, and he says, Im shigur tefilasai b'fiv, sorry, I'm incorrect, he's more machmer. Im shigur tefilasai b'fiv, if the tefillah is shagur, is fluent in his mouth, and he's fluent with the tefillah, and he's capable of saying it easily with kavana, then yispal Shemoneh Esrei. He should daven the full Shemoneh Esrei, and even if it's a little bit difficult, he should not say the bridge version of Vimlav, but if it's not fluent and it's very difficult for him to have kavana, then Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. Then he could say the bridge version. So Rabbi Yeshua is more lenient. He says that any little difficulty to have kavana, you go straight to the abridged version. Rabbi Akiva says that only if he's not fluent with the tefillah, it's very difficult for him, then he can say the abridged version. But otherwise, even with the minor difficulty, if he's capable of mustering up the kavana, he should say the full Shemoneh Esrei with kavana.